Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good Monday morning. It is 8:37 here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Mary Walter and sitting in for Vince Colonies today. Cam Edwards, the editor of BearingArms.com, and a good Monday morning to you, Cam. Thank you for being
good
here this
Monday.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I always have a great time hanging out with you, so thank you very much for the invitation, as always.
Let's go to Kim Spivak right now. Now, Kim, you need to listen to Kim. Kim is an EMP 180 manager and nutritionist at the EMP 180 in Potomac, Maryland. She is also my coach, as well as Heather Hunter's coach. Kim, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Kim. I feel like we just spoke, and it was Thanksgiving, and now it's going to be New Year's.
Well, that's the thing, you know, New Year's, there are some new studies out that show that Americans promise to eat healthier. They make the promise to themselves on an average of 4 times a month, but they never follow through. So imagine how many people make that New Year's resolution to eat healthy and exercise and stay on a diet, and they're going to change it and they're going to get healthy, and they never do. Why does that happen?
Well, I mean, that is a way to think about it. It's a little bit of a, you know, the pessimist will tell you that New Year's resolutions never stick. But I truly believe it depends on the individual and their plan. This year especially is a year that I would say is a great one to make a resolution. Just getting out of 2020 is definitely something that we pretty much all want to do. I think New Year's resolutions are more of a tradition for people. They see it as a fresh start and a way to kind of renew their hope in whatever they're trying to achieve. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my top 5 tips if you do decide that you want to, you know, have a New Year's resolution. I have a top 5 list that I'd like to share, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure. Sure, go for it.
Well, number one, I would say write it down and say it out loud. The more people who know, the more real it becomes. Number two, don't focus on the product alone. A goal without a plan is doomed to fail. The process is much, much more important than, and that's what gets you across the finish line. Number three, you have to know that you're not an expert in everything you try to achieve, so don't think twice about asking for help. Number four, sometimes in the game of life, we have to step back and punt. Just because you lose the ball doesn't mean you're going to lose the game. If you lose focus or you get derailed from your goal, don't give up. You can get the ball back. And my favorite, number 5, is if you want it, you have to work for it. And that's just anything in life we want to achieve, that we have to really stay focused and work for it.
You know, Kim, those are all really, really good tips, especially, you know, when you talk about that failure. I mean, Mary just mentioned, you know, we always like to tell ourselves we're going to do better, we're going to eat healthier. And then when we don't, when we slip up, when we have that extra piece of pie, or we dip into the Christmas candy out of our kids' stockings, you know, we could beat ourselves up and say, I'm never going to do it. But you always, every moment is a moment to change. Every moment is a moment to say, all right, you know what? I'm going to put that candy bar back, or I'm not going to do that again. I'm actually going to change my habits. It's the follow-up. It's the willpower that it takes to actually achieve that, right?
Yeah, and you have to know you're going to have setbacks. No one's perfect. And, you know, food isn't good or bad. Food is energy. It's fuel. Yes, there's healthier choices, but you can't beat yourself up if you ate a cookie. And I tell our clients that all the time. This is a process. And it's about changing habits. And that's the key to staying on track, is knowing that you can always get back, you know, get back on it and start fresh. And 2020, look, we had to change. We didn't have a choice. We had to adapt. And we didn't have any way to make an excuse about it. So we have to take what we learned this year from this pandemic and what we had to do to adapt and carry it over to what we want to achieve in a positive way. We do something for ourselves in 2021. I said it over Thanksgiving and when I was on the show, it's not the time to put your health on hold. It's the time to make resolutions to improve your health. And it starts this new year.
You know, it's so true. What Kim says is so true here about, you know, it's really just changing. It's a way of life. It really isn't. And my husband texted me and said, oh, make sure you tell Kim we made a very good choice. You'll be so proud of us, because I want to make Kim happy because she's my coach. And and so she's on my shoulder at all times. And, you know, we run around and, you know, we were doing a lot of things before the holiday, and we just had a crazy day like leading up to Christmas. And it was just insane. And he said, you know, in years past, we would have just eaten on the fly and just would have grabbed whatever. And 9 times out of 10, it just would have been junk, something super easy and simple. And instead, we took the time and we made chicken breasts and we put them on a salad. And did it take a little bit longer? But not that much longer. It took maybe 15 minutes to prepare the salad and grill the chicken up. And that's all we did. And we had a nice, healthy salad with our protein on it. And we had our, you know, our oil and vinegar dressing. And we did the right thing. And it, when we sat down, we said, you know, this really didn't take that much longer than getting something out of the freezer that's pre-made and microwaving it, which sometimes can take 20 minutes depending on what it happens to be, or 15 minutes in the microwave depending on what it happens to be, or it has to go in the oven. So it was, we were so proud of ourselves, and there was Kim on my shoulder saying, no, this is the healthy choice. And it's, once it becomes a way of life, it is really easy, and you do, it becomes second nature, which is really true. And I think it's, Kim, you're right, it's just getting over that hump in the beginning and making that conscious choice to make the right choices.
Yeah, definitely. Habits do take time to change. You know, they don't change overnight. And we have ones that are ingrained in us since we were children. So, you know, you can't expect, you know, in one day or a couple of days that you can overhaul everything you've always known to do. Right. So that's what we help our clients through here. We really want them to feel like confident that they can let us know, like, they're having a rough day, or they had a, you know, a setback, or share their success with us. We really take pride in working with these clients. And I'm excited about this new year to work with the clients here at EMP 180. We do have 6 locations. I'm at Potomac, Maryland. We have another store in Maryland in Rockville. We also have 4 locations in Virginia, in Tyson's Corner, in Ashburn, Woodbridge, and Alexandria. If you mention this show today, you can get a complimentary consultation. It doesn't really get much better than that.
Yeah, and the consultation is great. It's because you really do sit down and talk about your eating habits, because it's not a cookie cutter program. And that's the other reason that I think, at least for me, it was so successful, because it's not just one size fits all. And that was really, really helpful. Kim, thank you so much. As I said, you're the angel on my shoulder. I hear you all the time. Your voice is in my head, but it's good, because it really does help keep me on track. And the longer you do it, it just becomes a normal way of eating, making healthy choices. Kim, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you both.
And you can go to EMP180.com and you can pick up the phone, make a call, get your discount today. So you go. There you go, Kim. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right there.
I'm all in. Something needs to, I was going to ask Kim before we ran out of time, you do when you're, it's okay. I'll give her a call. I'll get my free consultation, because I want to know, what do you do when your spouse shows her love for you by baking cookies and other sweet treats? How do you make the right choice to eat and still get to sleep in bed and not on the couch at night? But, that's a follow-up question for Kim off air.
Sugar guilt. 844 on WMAL.
Turn your used car into a life-changing opportunity for a person of differing abilities or injured veteran.